Hey everyone. Okay, so this is Adrian, and we're going to be in our call for the night. So we just want to begin by following the natural rhythm of our breath, just centering ourselves, pulling our attentions back from the day, our external world, and coming back into the internal energies. And just watching the rise and fall, I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out. I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out. I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out. Okay, and just noticing even within several breaths, 3 to 5 breaths, you might start to feel more centered in yourself, more grounded, harnessed. And we're just beginning to expand into the wisdom of the conscious heart. The conscious heart is the sacred heart, divine love, wisdom, and power. It is a electrical kind of energy within the sacred heart. That kind of animates us, basically. So divine love, wisdom, and power. The threefold flame within the sacred heart, which is the high heart. It's not necessarily the physical heart. It's the heart behind, a little bit above the physical heart. And so when you start breathing into the wisdom of the conscious heart or the sacred heart, the divine heart, whatever word you want to use is fine, that starts to connect you into universal flow, your own true presence, your soul, the law of one. And that's why when you breathe into your heart and you start to ask, I wonder what's most loving for me in this moment, if you've taken the time to actually breathe into your heart and get connected there, whatever answer is coming from there is the innate intelligence of your heart's wisdom or that divine presence that moves through you. And that will always take everything into consideration, timing, weather, other people, past, present, future, parallel dimensions, everything. Again, just breathing in and breathing out of the wisdom of the conscious heart or the sacred heart. And you're just placing your attention on your heart chakra. And you're breathing into it. And you're breathing out, and that kind of manually begins to open the heart chakra. Because for a lot of us throughout the day, we'll tend to be a little bit more guarded or shut it down, or some emotion might come up. I mean, just a million things in a day, right? So it's just good every once in a while just to kind of tune in and try to maintain it being open as much as possible. Moving beyond those behavior patterns and projections where you have a tendency to shut it down, dissociate, disconnect. And the more you train yourself to actually breathe into the heart and manually kind of open that heart chakra by using your conscious breath, I'm breathing in the wisdom of the conscious heart, and I'm expanding it, I'm breathing out. You'll find that you'll just naturally begin moving in universal flow and the guidance, higher guidance, and beings that you work with. You'll be more attuned to the heart wisdom of other people. And more attuned to your own emotions and feelings. Because again, the day can happen pretty quickly for most of us. And a lot of times we don't even have time to really fully process the emotional things that come up in the moment or the deeper feelings that it actually causes. And so just noticing the difference between your emotions, which are kind of a reaction to life, an immediate reaction that lives more in your aura, very childlike usually, and then breathing down into your feelings, which are more related to the soul. They go a little deeper and they're usually a little more authentic. Like for instance, somebody may say something to you and it makes you angry. But once you kind of breathe into the anger, you may realize underneath it that maybe your feelings are hurt. And maybe you realize your feelings are hurt because there's something about it that you believe about yourself, or there's something that you haven't healed in yourself. So you see, the feeling will actually take you to even a deeper place. Sometimes it's in the moment of that relationship that, you know, needs to be addressed. But oftentimes when we have emotions and feelings that come up, a lot of times there will even be something from our past that's unresolved that's playing itself out again. Different person, different scenario, but bottom line is it's the same issue that's come up yet again. And so when you can start, for one, paying attention to the emotions, using your emotional intelligence and just starting to discern, oh, you know, I just had an emotion about that, and letting yourself actually drop into your belly, which is where the emotions tend to go, dropping into your belly and literally feeling it, and it might be kind of a rush, sort of like riding a roller coaster for a moment. But you'll find that the minute you take the charge off of it, that's when you'll tend to get more into the deeper feeling within the heart of what's really going on. And you may find that it's not having anything to do with that person or what they just said. It's something else that you're actually unresolved about. Or if it is in the present moment, then you'll have the wisdom to actually be able to deal with that and speak, you know, from an emotional honesty with that person as well. But so often we have a tendency to project onto one another. And then the projections just keep going. You know, I'll project on you, and then you'll project onto me, and then that'll hurt my feelings, that'll make me angry, and then I'll project back on you. So it's like it just sort of kind of keeps going that way. And so that's why we want to start being able to really access our emotional intelligence to become more self-aware of when something actually happens in the moment. And you don't always have to, like, react or respond to it. Instead, drop down into your belly. Let yourself breathe through it before you do anything. Kind of take the charge off. Let yourself drop into it. Notice if there's a deeper feeling that may be there. If that feeling takes you to a different memory or wisdom about how to handle the present situation. So that's one way of working more with the heart. Another is when you breathe into the wisdom of the conscious heart is that it allows you to become more self-aware of your own quintessential self, the essence of who you actually are. So when you're breathing into your heart, and let's say something hasn't happened and you're just breathing into your heart, you can literally start to have more of a relationship to yourself, which is another thing that tends to get interrupted through our daily rhythms. We have a very fast-paced life. And so just breathing into the wisdom of the conscious heart, the depth of your love, and you can start to kind of heal, regenerate, reconnect to your true self. And then once you have that in place, the third thing that happens is you start breathing more into your heart center, your heart energy, is that you start to have the wisdom that literally gains you, helps you to move forward. Vision, you know, a vision from your heart for what you want to create in your life. A lot of times we want to create a vision from our mental body, which is okay if it's from your higher self, but a lot of times we just pick up on, I should do this and I should do that and have a vision for this because it will help me with this particular survival issue and this childhood issue. So a lot of the things we think we have a vision about are simply just reactions to parental and childhood issues. I'm going to go become a doctor because my mother was sick growing up. I'm going to become a therapist because my father was an alcoholic. I'm going to become, you know, a fireman or a policeman because there's a lot of injustice and craziness in my childhood. I'm going to go become, you know, corporate America and make a lot of money because we grew up and we were poor. I'm going to become nothing and just maybe a drug addict because, you know, I grew up with a lot of pain and suffering. So, you know, a lot of times the visions we have for our life, whether they're positive or negative, doesn't really matter. We do tend to hold kind of a vision of where our life is headed, whether we know it or not. And oftentimes, again, they're not really a true vision as much as it is a reaction to something from a childhood point of view that we think will fix our life or help us from the pain that we grew up in, whatever that might have been unresolved. And usually it's just stuff that's hung out in the lineage from our parents and grandparents, et cetera, that we're reacting to. So when you start breathing into your heart, you get a much truer sense outside of all these projections. It's sort of the shortcut to therapy, honestly. But the more you just begin breathing into your heart, you get to know yourself and how you feel and your likes and your dislikes, like for real. Like who you really are, not who you think you are. And as you start to identify yourself with that and you start vibrating to that resonance, you'll start naturally creating more of that energy in your life, but you'll get a clearer picture about where you actually really want your life to go that's in resonance to your heart and not some story, fantasy, make-believe thing that we create in our mind. Sometimes those stories that we create in our mind are super bad. I'm going to die young, I'm worthless, I'm blah, blah, blah. Sometimes they're really good. I'm going to become a millionaire, I'm going to run my own business, I'm going to save the world. But either one of those scenarios, you really want to start slowing down. Is it really you? You know? And you're more, you have more power to figure that out, work through it, than what you realize. It just requires slowing down. And so when we slow down, I don't just mean like slowing down your physical life, although that's an aspect of it, because again, it's just we stay so busy all the time, which seems to be a theme tonight for the call, but it's, you know, in terms of the group consciousness this evening, but it's literally slowing down means coming into rhythm, authentic rhythm with yourself, and the authentic rhythm is your heart. So our mind's rhythm oftentimes races. I'm thinking about the future, I'm thinking about the past, I'm thinking about this, what I'm going to do tomorrow. But the rhythm of the heart is more in the present moment. And again, most of us have a tendency from our personality, ego, et cetera, to live in the rhythm of our mind, which is not all that real, honestly. It's pretty illusionary. But when you get into the rhythm of the heart, it's authentic, it's real, it has depth, it has presence, it has soul. It has feeling. It has everything. It has connection, which is, I think, the thing that most all humans want. But the mind isn't really going to give you in quite the same way. So when I'm speaking about slowing down, even if you're out doing things or errands or cooking dinner or taking care of your kids or going to work, if you just start following the natural rhythm of your breath, which is how I usually start every session, we're just breathing in and breathing out, following the natural rhythm of your breath. That natural rhythm is the rhythm of your heart. So your heart has its own rhythm. And when you get in touch with your heart's rhythm, the coolest thing about that is you actually start to get into rhythm with the earth, the heart rhythm of the planet, 7.83 hertz of the earth. Now, if you're walking barefoot and indigenous person and living outside with the rhythms of the earth, you'd be there most all the time. It'd be pretty easy. But because we do wear shoes and we do have clocks and we do have schedules and we do live in a house with a lot of electricity and TVs and radios and computers, we're sort of out of rhythm. And so sometimes we have to really take the time to literally slow down. And again, slowing down doesn't necessarily mean doing less with your life. It means slowing down into your own natural rhythm, out of the mind and into the heart. The heart's rhythm is slower than the mind. And so you're breathing in and breathing out, finding the natural rhythm of your breath. So, again, it does a couple of cool things. It brings you in sync with your body. Your body will actually start to naturally heal, make better decisions, be in a better sleep pattern, eating pattern. You'll know when you're full. You'll know when you're thirsty. You'll know when you're tired. You'll know when something feels good and when it doesn't. You'll know when somebody's dishonored you and if you should handle that or not. But when we're out of rhythm with ourselves, we can't even tell. We go to a job that's very disrespectful. We let people treat us poorly. We eat when really we're thirsty. We stay up when really we should be sleeping. We eat foods that stimulate us when really we need foods that are going to be grounding for us. So it gets you back in rhythm with the earth, which has its own healing properties to it. You can walk barefoot outside or even just breathe into your heart and get in sync with the earth again. Again, it brings your body back into its natural clock, natural rhythm, natural healing abilities. And so when you're in rhythm with the earth, your body can naturally heal a lot easier. Okay, but the other rhythm that gets you back in touch with is universal rhythm. That's in rhythm with your spirit, the tribes of light, universal flow, divine guidance, inspiration, the awe of life, the magical child. You see, so when you're breathing back into your heart's rhythm, you have a connection to yourself, which is really what we're all longing for, a connection with the earth, which is the place that we live in this moment, this time-space continuum, which is healing, and a rhythm with the universe, which supplies us. So you get three things out of this heart rhythm. Connection with self, most important, because how are you going to gauge your life if you're not even in touch with yourself? And so it's so easy for somebody to project onto you and you to them because you don't know yourself well enough to push that projection off of you, to say no thank you, or to not project on another person and blame them for something that has nothing to do with them. So get you back into connection with your true self. And now you have, you know, just a knowingness of self, better rhythm. Connection with the earth, bring forth healing, natural healing, and it's supportive. And then rhythm with the universe supplies us. Money, opportunities, synchronicities, divine guidance, inspiration, knowing our purpose, knowing that we're divinely loved. And so just breathing back into just the power of that, just the power of the conscious breath. All meditation practices usually start with just one basic dynamic. I'm breathing in, and I'm breathing out. And again, depending on where you're at emotionally or what's going on, if your mind's racing or if you're depressed or whatever, again, it usually takes you 3 to 10 breaths before you start to find your natural rhythm. But that's not a lot. It's free, doesn't cost anything. You can do it in any situation. Nobody would ever even notice. You just put your attention on it, your awareness on it. I'm breathing in, and I'm breathing out. It will help to stabilize polarities in your body. If you tend to run a little bit, we all have polarities, bipolar energies. And so if you're running anxious, high in the future, anxiety, it'll bring you back to balance and into presence. If you're running low energy, lethargic, depressed, it'll bring you up and bring you back into balance. You see, and so I'm breathing in and I'm breathing out. That natural rhythm will start to harmonize your polarities, your meridian systems, your organs. It'll start to release stress, balance your hormones, your sleep patterns. And as you become centered, your guidance becomes more clear. Your intuition, your heart's wisdom, your higher self, your tribes of light. You can actually hear them. But you kind of have to have a starting place for your intuition to actually work. If you're all jacked up, it's going to be hard to listen to your intuition and it be accurate. If you're really depressed and out of sync, it's going to be hard for your intuition to be accurate. And so it's like, our energies are kind of like the infinity symbol, that figure eight symbol. And we swing from one side to another, and that's just kind of life. Duality, polarities, we're learning from both sides of the spectrum. Light, dark, good, bad, right, wrong, love, fear. Okay, but the place that you want to try to maintain is balance, and that's right in the middle of the infinity symbol. That's kind of that place right in the middle that's balanced. And the easiest way to come back into universal flow, balance, harmonious perfection, divine right alignment, is to find your way back to the center of your own being. And our breath is the easiest way to do that, particularly into your heart, because it has its own innate intelligence. It governs the rhythms in the body. It grounds you between heaven and earth, your feet and your crown chakra. Okay, so tonight what we're working with, and we're going to start opening up for kind of soul traveling this energy now, so just placing your attention on your higher self, that energy in your crown chakra, as we begin opening up a portal of light into the temple of divine love. And we're working with Archangel Kamuel. It's spelled two different ways, K-H-A-U, let's see, K-H-A-M-U-E-L, or C-H-A-M-U-E-L. Sometimes people see it as the masculine and the feminine polarity of that archangel. So spelling it either way you're comfortable with. Shamuel or Kamuel, either way. Archangel of divine love, pink flame, dealing with the heart center, heart chakra. The ascended master we're working with this evening, Lady Nada, also carrying that pink frequency. Super peaceful, loving being. Mother Mary also, Mother Mary, the sacred heart angels also govern the heart. Paul the Venetian. This scene is the masculine ascended master. And so any one of these presences or all of the above, calling forth Paul the Venetian. Archangel Kamuel, Lady Nada, Mother Mary, and the Sacred Heart Angels. Drawing us into this pink temple, this flaming pink temple of divine love. Noticing the music of the spheres, the celestial beings, the sound in the background. The jubilance of that love. And feeling this as we draw ourselves into this soul traveling through this portal of light with Archangel Kamuel and the angels of divine love singing, toning, chanting the sacred names of our own source energy, harmonizing, illuminating, recalibrating every atom of our existence and electrons back to harmonious perfection, divine right alignment, and perfect spin ratio, clearing any spin inversions, clearing any entities, elemental life force energies, discarnates, cordings, attachment fears from our energy field to be instantly transmuted in the all-consuming flame of divine love. Blazing in, around, and through us, clearing this space. The Ascended Master Jesus Christ is also present in the heart chakra. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. And just feeling this cascading pink light, clearing your aura, your emotional body, sending energy into the temple of your soul. So the other thing that resides in the heart is the temple of the soul. Our higher self dwells kind of in the higher self. Right above your head. So again, we're breathing into this energy. Pink flame of divine love and Lady Nada, who is working with us this evening. Angels of divine love, and they're clearing our heart space, so just opening your heart, allowing your heart to be cleared from any stresses, heart walls. Any scar tissue of the heart. Any energy of the broken heart, any anxieties within the heart, chest area, clearing the divine and innate intelligence of the heart muscle, the heart nerve ganglia and electrical system, the heart's wisdom, clearing this energy of our heart, our entire nervous system, nerve pathways that relate to the heart and the brain. And just allowing you to come back into the remembrance where Lady Nada is going with this tonight, is coming back into the remembrance of how deeply and divinely, unconditionally loved you are by the universe, source energy, cosmic Christ presence, your own soul, tribes of light, the earth. And again, just breathing in and noticing the safety, the peace, the forgiveness, the gratitude, the blessings. breathing all the way into and deeply, unconditionally, and divinely loved. My cosmic Christ presence, source energy, and these beloved beings who are overlighting us this evening, and just feeling that love pouring into you. And then sending forth, again, like an infinity symbol, sending forth your love, your unconditional love, adoration, and gratitude into the sacred heart of your cosmic Christ presence, into the universe, into these beings who are working with us tonight. And just noticing how it becomes almost kind of a love fest, where you send your love, it comes back tenfold and expands in your heart. And as it expands, you send your love, and it comes back even tenfold back into your heart. It's a very easy way to start generating this incredible ball of love, which then becomes a vibrational resonance in your nervous system that starts to supply you. Comes a vibrational resonance to what you begin attracting in your day. And so doing this exercise of sending forth your love to the heart of the planet, your love to your tribe of light, your love to the heart of God, the heart of your cosmic Christ presence, the heart of source energy, or any one of the ascended beings, angels, that energy, again, it comes back almost tenfold in terms of how it begins supporting you. And all you have to do is open your heart and send that love out. And letting it come back to you and just feeling that love. Because I think a lot of us put energy out all day long, but we're not necessarily opening up to receive that love coming back to us from the spiritual hierarchy, the angelic realms, our cosmic Christ presence. That's where I'd say start with it. But also from your partner, your children, your pets, the nature kingdom, the people you work with, your friends, your community. Like literally start opening your heart to receive. Okay, and then so Lady Nada, she's just working with us again. She's helping to open up the back of the heart chakra. Again, somewhat kind of a guarded place at times for people. Opening the front and the back of the heart center and just noticing that fluid energy moving between the front and the back of the heart chakra. Clearing out any congested energy there. Memory patterns, cellular memories from past, present, future, parallel dimensional selves. Calling in the Lords of Karma, helping to also clear the heart chakra, heart center, heart meridian, heart memories, heart's wisdom. And so she's going to be working on clearing the heart chakra probably throughout the evening. Just keep that in mind, probably next 24, 36 hours. Your heart might palpitate, it might skip a beat, it might feel anxious, it might feel super peaceful and open. You might have dreams that come up. But if she's working with us as a gift, like a divine intervention, but as a gift and a blessing for us, if you're open to it, you might start to notice some energy in your heart clearing. Sometimes it might be pain. Sometimes it might just be old emotions. Sometimes it might be memories that come up. But your heart is an amazing, beautiful instrument of light, and sometimes it just gets a little bit jammed up with stuff. And so that's her goal tonight, is to help us clear the heart chakra, which Richard might follow up also later in the month and do some heart work with us as well. He'll be joining us the third Wednesday for this month. Just breathing in and breathing out. Okay, now the next being coming forth is Archangel Shamuel. Okay, now, Archangel Shamuel does a really, there's a beautiful meditation, and it's called, it's like the law of 3x3, and it's basically the law of divine love, and it's the law of 3x3 governed by the Archangel Shamuel, or Archangel Camuel, and it's love, adoration, and gratitude. So I want you to breathe into that. The law of 3x3 is the threefold flame in the heart. It's also, though, by Archangel Camuel, the flame of divine love is divine love, adoration, and gratitude. And so you may want to call forth, as we start asking Archangel Camuel to assist us this evening, blessing us, teaching us in a law of 3x3, sending forth our love, adoration, and gratitude to beloved Archangel Camuel and our own beloved divinity, divine presence. Enfolding us that all of our heart's desires are met and 10 times more. So the law of 3 times 3, bringing in love, adoration, gratitude, builds that momentum for supply. So it's one of the blessings, one of the universal laws for divine supply. So it's a little bit different. I mean, it's not necessarily manifestation, although they're kind of connected. It's literally the law for divine supply. One of the laws, right? So love, adoration, and gratitude. Sending that out to your own divinity, God presence, source energy, universe, tribes of light, Archangel Camuel. That all of your heart's desires are met and 10 times more. And oftentimes we say 10 times more because sometimes we underestimate, you know what I mean? Like from our own lack of confidence, self-esteem, acceptability. But also it brings you into a flow. You can think of it like this, is that if you had 10 times more, right, not to be out of balance with the universe, but you would just be an overflowing energy, you see. So it would not only sustain and supply you for all of your heart's desires, needs, wants, et cetera, right, but it becomes an overflowing fountain that just gives to life. I mean, it's kind of a good feeling when you get to give and it's not taking something from you, but you have this overflow of blessings, love, light, money, resources, supply. Kind of a nice thing, you see. And so right now it's almost as if you can imagine our pendulum. For a lot of people, they tend to be on the undercurrent, you know, like the downside. They don't feel like they have enough. And this is helping to kind of self-correct that to where you really do kind of come out in balance. I mean, in the universe, when you're in balance, you really have never, you don't really have too much and you don't have too little, right? You're kind of in, you always have what's perfect in the moment. But in this law, again, we're saying, you know, calling forth the law of 3 times 3, divine love, adoration, and gratitude, blessing me in divine supply that serves my highest state of well-being and grace. All that I'm met in 10 times more. And again, that 10 times more isn't necessarily meaning that you're hoarding it. It means more than likely that you're going to be giving it out naturally. Because that's just a natural kind of element of human nature, giving and receiving. And again, it's kind of a self-correction from where we perhaps have been living in a deficit, not feeling like we have enough. This helps to counteract that in our thought forms and energies. And so breathing in and breathing out. Okay, and then to add to that, if it's like specifically, like let's say, but there's abundance, which really is just blessings in life. There's literally prosperity, which might be more along the lines of financial energy and money itself. And so if it's specifically money and resources on that level, I want you just to imagine for a moment as we're generating this law of 3 times 3, divine love, adoration, and gratitude, blessing our heart's desire and 10 times more in the universe. And imagine all these golden coins, golden liquid, golden light, streaming down into your being, and you're receiving, you're just practicing and noticing how you feel about that. Because a lot of times, we're pushing energy away without even knowing it. And so this is kind of training you to actually get into the ability to actually receive divine supply. And, of course, how that plays out in your life and physical form as well. So imagine this golden liquid light, golden coins, however you visualize best, streaming down through your body, just overflowing all around your body, flowing to you and through you, and just how good it feels to be in the receiving mode and the law of attraction. And so it's sort of a visualization, but it's also giving the universe kind of a command that you're receiving this golden energy, abundance, blessings, prosperity, these golden coins coming in through you. And it's just fun. It's just really a lighthearted, fun feeling, honestly. It's just easy, effortless. And you may start to notice that good things start to happen, or financial abundance comes in when you wouldn't have thought, or blessings on something come forth, or compliments or acknowledgments, business deals. People come into your life that are good for you, healthy and healing. Just breathing in and breathing out. And so I want you to pick something now. Pick something that you have been desiring, that you do have a heart's desire for. And I want you to notice the difference between, are you asking for this thing in your life from a superficial need, something that's really more kind of inner childlike, kind of a superficial need. And I want you to make, just breathe down a little bit deeper into your heart's wisdom and notice what's your authentic desire here. So the difference between the superficial need and the authentic desire. And the way you know that is, a lot of times a superficial need is something in your mind. But when you drop into your heart, you'll usually find out what the authentic need really is. And just breathing in and breathing out. Finding your authentic heart's desire for something in this moment that you want to practice with. Now, it could be anything. It might be a loving partnership. It might be financial resources. It might be a new car. It might be a house you want to buy. It might be a child you want to have. You might be all pretty at peace just the way you are. There's not really anything you can think of. And that's okay, too. Just breathe in and just whatever it is, allowing your heart's desire to come forth. And I want you to make a connection with it, a heart-to-heart connection. Drop it into your heart. And I want you to start sending forth infinite love, adoration, and gratitude to whatever this authentic desire is. So you're taking your love, and it's like a building type of momentum, and you're sending forth your infinite love, adoration, and gratitude with Archangel Camuel's law, 3x3, and blessing this, whatever that is. And then receiving it, imagine it coming back to you even tenfold. It's not just any relationship, it's this divine, awesome relationship. It's not just any raise, it's this amazing raise. It's not just a job that you thought you'd like, it's a job that you absolutely love. It's not just a house that you want to buy, it's just the mansion of your heart's desires. It's just perfect. You see what I mean? So whatever it is, let it come back to you even better than you could have imagined possible. So the law of 10x, you know, the law of 3x3, love, adoration, gratitude, blessing whatever it is that you really love or whatever you're trying to create in your life through supply, and then opening up that it comes tenfold back to you, that's you opening up, again, that, you know, coming back 10 times more, is you open up to even being better than you could have imagined possible, because oftentimes our mind tends to limit our potential. And so we're practicing expanding that. It's really not out of greed or having more than you need. It's just that when you ask it to come back tenfold, you're letting it be even better than you could have imagined possible. And whatever is excess will be given back to source energy of the world around you. Pretty easy, simple thing there, right? And so just sitting forth, love, adoration, gratitude, calling forth the law of 3x3 with Archangel Camuel into that which you most desire, you have a heart's desire for. Like that infinity symbol, let it come back to you, receiving it, like golden light, energy, love. To be even better than you could have imagined possible. Tenfold. And just learning to open your heart, most of all, to the receiving. So Archangel Camuel works a lot on us with receiving. Sending out love, adoration, and gratitude, which is, you know, again, the law for stunts, by and supply, but then learning how to receive. Because you don't even realize, like, throughout the day, you're going to work, you don't really like it, you're in protection, you don't really trust these people, you're in a partnership that's, you know, sort of okay. You feel overwhelmed by your kids. You feel financially that you're struggling. All these things create fear, and they all basically sort of bring us, they'll tend to kind of shut down our heart, just even subtly. And as you shut down your heart, you can't receive. So again, the more you're in gratitude, do a gratitude journal. The more you are blessing life, the more you're, you know, some people like to donate to a charity, 5 or 10%, or to something that they, some cause they believe in. But it's almost like that law of giving, sending forth love, adoration, and gratitude actually opens the doorway of your heart. And then again, what comes back is like the flood of the receiving, which sometimes we have to practice that a little bit. And a lot of times we don't want to open our heart unless we feel like we're unconditionally or divinely loved. And that's where Lady Nada was working with us tonight on helping us to actually clear our heart space so that we even feel safe enough and that we know that we are unconditionally and divinely loved within our own divinity, cosmic Christ presence, the universe. We're unconditionally divinely loved. I do that one every single day, 2, 3, 4 times a day. Just send forth my love to my cosmic Christ presence. Feel it rushing back onto me. And I find that I just don't worry about stuff as much. I don't feel in need. I don't feel like as much in survival. Things just start to relax. All the things that get worried about my mind just sort of go away. You know, I'm safe. I'm taken care of. Everything's really okay. It changes your whole perspective. Just breathing in and breathing out, asking us to now be sealed, coming back into our body, breathing in and breathing out, sealed in the all-consuming pink flame of divine love. And breathing into, I am the all-consuming flame of divine love, blessing my life, my divine supply. My heart's intelligence, divine wisdom, guiding me in the name of divine love. And so it is. So I'm going to come back on the line and see if there's any questions or comments before we complete. And so any questions or anything you really want to share before we complete tonight?
That was wonderful.
Glad you like it. Yeah, it's a really positive, good charged energy. I like the flame of divine love. It's a good one.
Yes.
For sure. It just feels good for sure, yeah. So any other questions or anything else anybody wants to share before we complete? Okay, so I want you to remember, drink plenty of water because we have a lot of electrical energy flowing tonight. And you're just keep in mind that over the next several days, over the next really probably 30 days, Lady Nada is going to be working with us, Archangel Camuel, and any of the beings that work with the heart, but specifically Lady Nada and Archangel Camuel will be the ones that are mostly working with us. You might find that your heart just opens and things are more beautiful than you ever realized. You might start seeing through the eyes of your heart, having more of a vision about your life from your heart's desire. You might also have pain releasing, scar tissue, skipping a beat, just little things like that. It'll pass, you know what I mean? But, you know, the heart's going to do whatever it's going to do in this healing process. And just remember that we did this tonight, so you're just in rhythm with it. And you can just breathe through it. And, you know, you're welcome to call or text if anything comes up. And then Richard will be joining us, I think it's July 20th. He'll be working with us, and I look forward to having him on the call then too, doing
Thank
the
you.
Next one too. So we'll have a good evening, and you can re-listen to this if you want to re-listen to it, or if anybody missed it, they can go back and re-listen to it as well. All right, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Bye.